So the Tigers, the Aberdeen Tigers, are looking forward to season 2022. We're joined this afternoon by President Peter Collins. Peter, how you doing, mate?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad. 2022, the new season can't come soon enough, I'm sure.
Well, hopefully we can get a full season in this year without COVID interrupting us.
It must have been really frustrating for the last couple of years for you guys.
Yeah, it has been. We've been gearing up for a full season, but just cut short as we get to the semi-finals each year.
How are we looking for numbers for the Tigers in 2022?
I think we're the same as every club in Group 21 at the moment. We're getting the numbers there slowly, but once the season gets closer, I think we'll be all right.
Have you got any major changes? Anybody in important positions this year?
We've picked up a front rower, Brenton Melmouth, a halfback from Newcastle, played the Newcastle comp, and up in North Queensland.
Very nice.
So they're coming.
What's your expectations for the season?
We're in a rebuilding phase at Aberdeen. We're a very young squad, but we're bringing quite a few juniors through from the last year's 18s and the year before 18s. So, yeah, we're trying to build around them at the moment.
The thing about the Tigers in the past is you've been through rebuilding phases, but the guys have always fronted up. They've always given as good as they've got. That's the expectation?
Yeah, we're still a couple of experienced folks around them. We're still with Daniel Hugelsworth, Dan Fitz, Richie Graham, Cameron French, Harry Douglas. So, yeah, we've still got the base of last year's side as well.
And you got a new coach this year because Daniel stepped down, didn't he?
Yeah, Daniel's still playing, but we've got Matty Hay coaching this year.
Is he looking forward to it?
Yeah, he's looking forward to it. Building a young side around him, and we've got a few there hanging around with him as well, which is going to be great.
Is there a thought that this might actually make things a bit easier for Daniel? He doesn't have to worry about anything else but his own game, perhaps?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're hoping to do anyway. Daniel's still there helping Matty out with game plans and training.
Anybody's interested in getting involved in the Tigers, is it too late or are you still taking names at this point?
No, we'll still take names. We'll take the names right up to the deadline, June 30.
All right. And any sponsors you want to give a mention to, Peter, because clubs don't function without those great local businesses?
Oh, yeah, we've had a fantastic supporter base this year from sponsorship with United Services on board, their first-grade major sponsor. Aberdeen Sports and Rec, the reserve grade. Stephen Bridge Concreting is the under-18s, and the Commercial Hotel are the major sponsor for the ladies.
Oh, excellent work. Well, Peter, I look forward to catching up as we get further into season 2022. Good luck to the Aberdeen Tigers, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time.